USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More than 1,000 Central American migrants surged onto a bridge spanning the Suchate River between southern Mexico and Guatemala as Mexican National Guardsmen attempted to impede their journey north. Mexican officials allowed a number of migrants to enter the country via the bridge, while a voice over the loudspeaker warned that migrants may not be granted asylum in the U.S. even if they make it that far. Nearby, hundreds of guardsmen lined the river to prevent migrants from crossing into Mexico by swimming. Mexico's government has said migrants entering the country without registering will be not allowed to pass from its southern border area. But those seeking asylum or other protections will be allowed to apply and legalize their status in Mexico. Guatemalan officials counted more than 3,000 migrants who registered at border crossings to enter that country in recent days and additional migrants who did not register. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Donald Trump has added some well-known attorneys to his legal team. From Washington, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
President Trump adding Kenneth Starr, Alan Dershowitz, and Robert Ray to the team that will be headed up by White House counsel Pat Cipollone. Starr led the investigation of now former President Bill Clinton, impeached by the House and acquitted by the Senate. Ray was also involved in that case, and Dershowitz is a longtime well-known legal scholar. I'm Chris Barnes.
Virginia urged the state Supreme Court to uphold a weapons ban at an upcoming gun rally in the Capitol, insisting that it was necessary to prevent a repeat of deadly violence that erupted at a white nationalist rally more than 2 years ago. State Attorney General Mark Herring's petition and simultaneous legal efforts by gun rights groups to lift the ban came amid the arrest of six men whom authorities linked to a white supremacist group known as The Base. At least three of them were planning to attend the pro-gun rally on Monday in Richmond. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo broke his silence over alleged surveillance and threats to the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, saying he believed the allegations would prove to be wrong, but he had an obligation to evaluate and investigate the entire matter. In interviews with a number of radio hosts, Pompeo said he had no knowledge of the allegations until earlier this week when Congressional Democrats released documents from an associate of President Donald Trump's personal attorney suggesting that Marie Yovanovitch was being watched. He also said he did not know and has never met Lev Parnas, the associate of Rudy Giuliani, who initially made the claims. The Supreme Court will consider allowing the Trump administration to enforce rules that allow more employers to deny insurance coverage for contraceptives to women. The justices agreed to yet another case stemming from President Barack Obama's health care overhaul, this time about cost-free birth control. The court will probably hear arguments starting in April. The High Court will review an appeals court ruling that blocked the Trump administration rules because it did not follow procedure. The new policy on contraception, issued by the Department of Health and Human Services, would allow more categories of employers, including publicly traded companies, to opt out of providing no-cost birth control to women claiming religious objections. Remember, if you miss a story, you can always catch up, or you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.